O happy dames that may embrace the fruit of your delight, help to bewail the woeful case and eke the heavy plight of me that wanted to rejoice the fortune of my pleasant choice. Good ladies, help to fill my mourning voice. In ship freight with remembrance of thoughts and pleasures past, he sails that hath in governance my life while it will last, with scalding sighs for lack of gale, furthering his hope that is his sail toward me, the sweet port of his avail. Alas, how oft in dreams I see those eyes that were my food, which sometimes so delighted me that yet they do me good, wherewith I wake with his return whose absent flame did make me burn, but when I find the lack, Lord, how I mourn. When other lovers in arms across rejoice their chief delight, drowned in tears to mourn my loss, I stand the bitter night in my window where I may see before the winds how the clouds flee. Lo, what a mariner love hath made of me. And in green waves, when the salt flood doth rise by rage of wind, a thousand fancies in that mood assail my restless mind. Alas, now drencheth my sweet foe, that with the spoil of my heart did go and left me, but, alas, why did he so? And when the seas wax calm again, to chase from me annoy, my doubtful hope doth cause me plain, so dread cuts off my joy. Thus is my wealth mingled with woe, and of each thought a doubt doth grow. Now he comes, will he come? Alas, no, no.